listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Ron Paul, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 14th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And, of course, you remember his candidacy for the presidency for the Republican nomination in 2008. We want to get his thoughts today as a member of that critical House Foreign Affairs Committee on the latest developments and unrest inside Iran. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Congressman, you made it very clear during the campaign that you believe the U.S. Involves itself too much in certain parts of the world. And there's a big debate, as you know, going on right now about whether it's proper for the U.S. to actively encourage and publicly support the demonstrators, or whether it's better to try and remain as neutral as possible and just hope that they win so we don't give fuel to the fire for those in command in Iran. What do you see as the best approach for our administration?
I want us to not get involved. And this is one place where I agree with our president, when the president says he doesn't want to get involved because it would look like we have picked sides, and even if we favor one side, it might do them more harm than good. So I think that is wise. And but the bigger question is whether or not we really are involved. So, but for the time being, for what we know, I would support the president in taking a more hands-off position, even though he now has had to change his tone a little bit because of what Congress is doing. We had this little vote the other day where I was the only one that actually took this position of supporting the president, saying that we shouldn't get too aggressive in supporting one side or the other, because, quite frankly, I don't think anybody outside of Iran, even the people in Iran, know exactly, you know, what's going on and what the motivations are, and whether Mousavi is actually, you know, going to have the reforms that we want. So I think it's just very risky for us to get involved.
Congressman, the parallel may not be exact, of course, but some would say that it's important for those yearning for freedom to have the vocal support of the United States. They point to the 1980s when the Iron Curtain started to crumble, President Reagan's strong verbal support for the Solidarity Movement in Poland, for example, as well as other folks yearning for freedom in Eastern Europe, and they say that was a critical factor in actually making that a reality. Do you sense that we could play that same role today as those who voted in favor of the resolution last week suggested?
No, I don't think that was as relevant as some people think, because, you know, when there was the revolt in Hungary and Czechoslovakia and we didn't respond, you know, nothing much happened as far as revolution goes, which means the people have to be ready. And when the people are ready, lip service isn't going to make the difference. So I just don't think that us saying anything right now is going to make a difference. I think saying things right now in support of the revolutionaries, I believe that the president is right on this. This may well make things much worse. So this doesn't mean that people can't have an opinion and say tyranny should always be abolished and we always root for the underdogs and root for individual liberty. But sorting this all out and doing it in a political way and with our country at stake, I think it's risky business.
Is there another avenue, perhaps less publicly, that we can support this? Or is it just a matter of allowing this to take root naturally and to grow naturally?
We should take a hands-off position officially. But I think if this is a really just cause, and the Iranian Americans who know the most about it, if they think this is really a worthy cause, I would never put any restrictions in their place. I mean, I'd rather see them go on off and send their money and send their kids, and they go over there and help out, rather than agitating in Washington to use taxpayers' money or use our troops to go and get involved. So I wouldn't have any restrictions on people who think that they know and feel strongly about you know, the benefits of being over there, so they could go over there and give moral support. I mean, it's been done at other times, so I would certainly allow that to happen.
It's been already reported that the Iranian government has accused, and in fact, we just saw it in the press last week, accused the U.S. of intolerable meddling in the whole post-election mess over there. And as you point out, President Obama has been especially careful with his words. So if the Iranian government's going to use us as the straw man anyway, does that give us more latitude, or does it mean that we have to be even more careful?
I think we have to be more careful about what we ought to be doing. If I had anything to say about it, I would be very explicit that we don't have our CIA operating in there. That is our problem. It's been charged, it's been known, it's been published, and it's been around for a long time, and I strongly suspect it's still there. And that means that we have been involved in undermining the stability of that government, and I think too often that backfires. And, of course, that's why if we give verbal support right now, it will more or less confirm the fact that we've already been involved. So, yes, I don't think we sit benignly by, even though we might be talking less. Unfortunately, I think we're very much involved.
Congressman, last question. You've been in Congress now for more than 20 years, or at least you were first elected in the 1980s. In terms of your sense of what's happening there, do you believe that this has the momentum to be a major movement, or do you suspect that the government will crack down enough that this will be over in a matter of days?
Well, that's tough to predict, but I think it's the early stages of a major movement, but I think the government will crack down, and ultimately it will be a setback, at least temporarily. But long term, I think the seeds have been planted. I think ultimately there will be changes there. But I think the more it comes about spontaneously with the people without our involvement, the better. Because if they can tie this type of revolt to us, it'll backfire. It will unify the country against us rather than unifying the country with the revolutionaries.
Congressman, it'll be very interesting to watch how this plays out. Thank you, sir, very much for your time and your insight today.
Thank you.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul represents his state's 14th congressional district, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, 2008 candidate for president. This is Dateline Washington.